Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story that is called How You Become You. This was written by O'Brien McMahon, and the illustrations are by Stella Maris. And as usual, I'll post a couple pictures up on the Instagram so you can see what they look like. And as always, if you're interested in this in purchasing this book, I will have a link to it in online. If you go into my link tree, you'll see that I have all the stuff for my Instagram. So if you like any of the books that we do, you can find them there. And then you can have copies of them and read them yourselves and think to yourself, wow, what a great book. And this one, my friends, this is a good one. Are you ready for it? Mm-hmm. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Pea Shooter
from Plants vs. Zombies. Okay, well, you know, friends, sometimes we have little plants that shoot peas. You never know. You never know who it's going to be with Mommy. And I think the only way we can know is by just asking. So, shall we go forward with our book? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, here we go. You've arrived in the world. And now you are here with hope and potential and promise. My dear, you were made to be great. You were made to be you. There was never a doubt. Don't worry. Don't stew. That's what stew means. You have to worry about things and concern yourself. So go and be free. Get on your way. There's so much to do and so much to say, and no day is promised beyond here today. Excuse me? Pardon me? What did you say? You don't know where to start? You want me to show you the way? Well, I'm sorry, but each way is unique to each who and which road you trek will be up to you. But since you are asking, here's one thing I'll do. I'll give you the steps to turn you into you. Are you ready? Okay. The first step is to try. Try what? I don't care. But you can't know yourself without getting out there. Try as much as you can. And then try some more. Try running. Try reading. Pick a place to explore. Try building a thing with your hands, one and two. Try sports of all kinds. And instruments, too. That's really good advice. Try singing, try surfing, try flying a kite, try painting, try pruning, try riding a bike, and driving a car once you reach the age, and sailing the seas on the crest of a wave. Don't stop if it's hard or it scares you at first. Big things are. And they do. But quitting is worse. And in the picture, we can see there's two boys, and they've been going along having a wonderful time, haven't they? But now we see that they've come to a dark forest, and it looks like it might be kind of scary. But do you think they're going to quit?
Haunted.
Do you think they're going to quit?
No.
They don't. Try big. Try small. Try old. Try new. The broader you see, the clearer the view, the more that you will begin to know you. And knowing yourself, well, that's step number two. Yeah, and you see in the pictures, they went into that dark forest, and then what did they find? Fireflies and snails and butterflies even. And it turned out to be quite beautiful.
Where's the fireflies?
That's what those little sparklies are around them. Now that you've tried and know that you've done, and now that you've done, what have you learned? What have you become? Sit down for a moment. Take a pause. Take a breath. Kick up your feet. It's time to reflect. And that means you're going to think about things. Who is this you? What do you love to do? Are mornings your thing or howls at the moon? Do you love writing stories or drawing cartoons? Do you love the air at the mountains or beach? Do you love to do or do you love to teach? Do you love to eat out or do you love to cook? Would you rather listen to music or read a good book? Do you love a cold shower or prefer a warm soak? Do you wear a cape or a coat or a cloak? Don't worry how crazy or simple your taste. Jot it all down. Make hurry. Make haste. If you think too hard, you might edit yourself. And we want the whole truth, all the richness and wealth. And that's just, by the way, really true for life in general. If you're thinking about something, you might try to change the way you write things down and edit yourself so that you think other people might like what you say or think. But it's not up to other people to like or say who you are, because you're special and unique. And you are just the way you're supposed to be right now. Out with it now. Let the list grow. If you don't know what you love, you won't know where to go. But don't go anywhere yet. There's more to achieve. The next step is knowing what you now believe. Belief, you will see, is step number three. You've seen the world now and you've loved quite a bit. But what, my dear friend, do you make of all it? What have you learned about happiness, strife, about good, about evil, about death, about life? What have you learned about the ways of the world, about work, about play, about boys, about girls, about money and love, about laughter and hate? About God, about family and friends, about fate. About some of these things you might not yet be sure, and that's okay. You can always go back out for more. Trying some more, after all, is step four. But don't just run roughshod over random terrain. You know yourself now, so head out with your brain. Do more of the things that you love and believe while trying new things that are just out of reach. Sail on the ocean instead of a lake. Prepare the whole feast instead of one cake. Don't merely swim, but compete in a race. Don't stare at a picture. Go to the place. Sing on a stage instead of the tub. Instead of your house, tell your jokes in a club. Try out for the team or maybe the show. There's no telling exactly how far you can go. So, get in the game. Call for the ball. You'll never be big if you always play small. Yes, you'll be nervous, but stretch anyway. Let the butterflies guide you and show you the way. Do you ever get butterflies in your tummy when you're doing something? It's usually a sign that it's exciting. There it is. There you have it. My simple advice for finding yourself and shaping your life. Is it time to begin? My dear friend, you've begun. You've been living from the very first breath in your lungs. The whole thing is life, the going and staying, the try, the failing, the loving, the playing. So now I say go out from under my thumb. I look forward to seeing the you you become. And I love that so much. As you grow up, you will become more and more sure of who you are and what you are. And the most important thing that he said there, that step number four, is keep trying more. That's super important because you will grow up and you will think, I'm good, I'm just the way I'm meant to be, and you'll want to stop right there. But when you have people in your life that love you, they're going to say, we love you so much that we want you to keep growing and keep getting better. We don't want you to stay just how you are comfortable, but we want you to push yourself to become more and better and brighter and do more with yourself. And if you surround yourself with people who are always trying their best to do what they can do, what they're gifted in, and they push themselves to try harder and work better and create more, you'll be in good company. That's a pretty good way of thinking about it, the future. How can I love and serve and grow and be more? And can I make myself, surrounded myself with friends who are doing the same? Well, I think that this author's instructions and advice is very helpful. I had to tack my own on too. And that, my friends, is
the end.
Very good. The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.